previously on The Big Bang Theory.
So, Leonard, tell everyone your news.
I am starting a book.
That would be big news from Penny, but you've read a book before.
He means he's writing a book.
I do. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time.
Yeah, it's about a brilliant physicist who solves crimes using science.
Leonard.
It's not about you.
On the building stairs.
Oh, boy.
What?
They cast the new Professor Proton.
Is it Sheldon?
Not exactly.
Wheaton!
It's Will Wheaton.
And now, Sheldon finishes making a sandwich at home.
Hey, what are you doing? I thought we were having dinner at Leonard and Penny's.
Oh, no. They're watching the new Professor Proton. I can't keep Will Wheaton off the internet, but I can keep him off my retinas.
So you're just gonna sit here by yourself and do nothing?
Of course not. I'm going to write mean comments about Will's show online.
Well, you can't criticize something you haven't seen.
I'm sorry, are you familiar with the internet?
Well, what if I watch it with you? Maybe I won't like it and we can complain about it together.
Get your own thing to complain about.
Oh, trust me, I've got one. Look, at least if you watch it, maybe you can find more specific things to criticize.
Oh, that is a good point. Criticisms are more hurtful when they're specific.
They watch a video on his laptop.
Grab your goggles, lab coat on. Here he comes, Professor Proton.
Hey, everybody, I'm Professor Proton. Welcome to the show. Today, I will be teaching you how to make a real hovercraft using common household items.
Darn it, I do like objects that hover.
All you will need is a CD, a bottle cap, a balloon, and some super glue.
Oh no, I have all those things.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment.
Wait,
The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. Leonard types at his computer. Penny arrives home.
Hey!
Hi!
What's that noise?
It's my new keyboard. It looks and sounds like an old-fashioned typewriter. It makes me feel like a real novelist.
You poured yourself a scotch.
Apple juice. But unsweetened, like Hemingway used to drink.
Oh. So how's the book coming along?
Good. I just wrote the part where the hero, hotshot physicist Logan Dean, arrives at CERN.
Oh, is he based on you?
Kind of. But he can eat dairy products without having to leave the room.
Yeah, that's smart, because CERN is in Switzerland, and there's a lot of cheese there.
Believe me, that is a plot point later.
Well, I'm excited to read it whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Oh, I just thought of the murder weapon.
Swiss Army knife?
No.
Penny leaves the room.
That's way better.
A deflating balloon moves a CD.
Look, it works. We did it.
See, there was a reason to keep that TurboTax CD.
The CD-ROM, more like CD-Vroom.
Do you feel bad you told Will Wheaton that you'd be his enemy if he did this show?
No. I feel bad I'm engaged to somebody that would point that out.
It's time for Professor Proton's science joke of the day. Why can you not trust atoms? Because they make up everything.
That's funny. Yeah, because they do. They make up everything.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Just when I thought this couldn't get any better, Will has introduced suspense into the show.
Will opens a door.
Hey, it's real NASA astronaut Howard Wolowitz.
What?
Hey, Professor Proton.
Hey, thanks for being here.
No problem. I'm on my launch break.
Howard grins. Sheldon stops the video.
How could Will ask Howard to be on his show and not me?
Well, he is an astronaut. He didn't start an online petition to get Will fired.
Well, why wouldn't Howard tell me?
Well, because he probably worried that you'd be a big baby about it.
All those answers make a lot of sense. Thank you, Amy. That helps.
In the cafeteria.
And then, when the lights come back on in the super collider room, Dr. Logan Dean makes two important discoveries. A gluino and murder.
Oh, gluino. That's exciting.
and murder. I heard you. The first time.
I don't know which Hemsworth is playing Logan Dean, but I know it's a Hemsworth.
Logan's actually based on me.
So a young Paul Giamatti.
Well, I have to finish writing it before they can make it into a movie, and I still have a few things to figure out.
You should talk to Bernadette. Since she's been on bed rest, she's binged, like, every detective show in the world.
Oh, there was a funny detective show in India called Karam Chand. He had an assistant named Kitty, and he was always saying, "Shut up, Kitty." Sounds less mean if you say it in Hindi, and don't think of women as having feelings.
Sheldon joins them.
Hello.
Hey.
Howard, I want you to know that I forgive you.
I'll take it.
What's he forgiving you for?
Don't care. Clean slate. Happy Yom Kippur to me.
I know that you were on Will's show, and I know why you didn't tell me.
Do you?
Because you were afraid that I would be difficult and annoying about it.
I hope your book has a twist as surprising as that.
It doesn't.
I thought you were boycotting Will's show.
I was, but I decided to give it a shot, and I actually enjoyed it. Just out of curiosity, how did you come to be on the show? Did he ask you? Did you ask him? Did you just show up on the set and ring that doorbell?
Sheldon, if you want to be on the show, you're going to have to apologize to Will.
That would be the mature thing to do. Let's put a pin in that and keep thinking.
In bed, Bernadette reads a tablet. Leonard watches, then paces away.
Ooh.
What? Well, which part?
That was just a baby kicking.
Got it.
But this is good so far. Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have no idea who the killer is.
Oh, great. Me neither.
So does Penny know you based a character on her?
What character?
Ilsa, the head of the Institute. That's clearly Penny.
No, it's not.
Really? Confident, ball-busting beauty who's always rolling her eyes at Logan?
Trust me, that describes more women than you think.
He looked at the stunning woman who was his boss and said,
"It's murder."
Figure that out yourself, genius.
Okay, no need to be snarky.
Who would want to kill him?
Could be anyone. Dr. Silvers?
Leonard's character points at Howard.
Dr. Prakash?
He looks at Raj.
Hans the janitor.
Stewart sports a thick mustache.
But the door is locked, so it has to be someone in this room.
Wow, you are on fire.
In Bernadette's room.
Maybe it is a little like Penny. Any chance she'll be flattered?
I don't know, she's pretty mean.
Ilsa or Penny?
Exactly.
Nighttime. At home, Will answers his front door for Howard.
Oh, hey, Howard, what's up?
I'm so sorry.
What for?
Sheldon steps over.
Hello.
Hello, Sheldon. I suppose you've come here to tell me that you've moved me to your super secret enemies list?
I don't have a super secret enemies list. I'm not a Bond villain. I'm just a regular guy with a regular enemies list. Which, by the way, you are no longer on.
Really? Well, that is something. It's not something that I care about, but it is something.
He's trying to say he's sorry.
I am. I watched your show, and it's really good.
Oh, thank you.
And I regret how hard I was on you. I want you to know that being on the Professor Proton show has been a childhood dream of mine. So if you're ever looking for any more scientist guests, I hope you'll consider me.
Well, I appreciate that, Sheldon, and I'll keep it in mind. You know, actually...
Yay!
No. I want to have more female scientists represented on the show, and I thought maybe Amy might be interested.
Sheldon stares. Howard tries to keep his composure. Shifting his gaze, Sheldon hesitates to speak.
You know, or... Wouldn't it be nice to have us both on to show that even female scientists can land a man?
I said sorry.
It's a tablet.
So, what do you think?
Well, I like it. I can't wait to see who the killer is. Hey, is it that Ilsa girl? She seems pretty mean.
But adorably mean, like a baby lion?
No, regular mean, like a regular lion. But it seems pretty accurate considering who you based it on.
Huh. Who do you think that is?
In the book.
But the door is locked, so it has to be someone in this room.
Bernadette rolls her eyes.
Wow, you are on fire.
Oh, you... Bernadette. Yeah, sure. Each one of you had a motive.
Who died and made you detective?
He did.
He gestures at the body.
I think you're neglecting your own motive. A massive inferiority complex.
It's not massive. It's just average-sized. I don't mean to interrupt, but somebody's tracking blood everywhere, so never mind, it's me.
You say we're all suspects. How do we know you're not the killer?
I have an alibi.
Yeah, he's not smart enough to pull off a murder like this.
In the apartment.
It's pretty obvious. Blonde, mean, glasses.
It doesn't say glasses.
Oh, really?
But it will, because Elsa does, and you know who else wears them? Bernadette. And then that's her, because it's totally her.
At home, Amy types on her laptop. Sheldon arrives.
Oh, Amy, good, you're here.
Hi, what's up?
How would you like to be on television?
Is it going to be a news story where I have to say you were quiet and kept to yourself and I'm as shocked as anyone?
No, it's not. Will Wheaton wants you to be on Professor Proton.
That's nice, but I'm not really interested.
What do you mean? He wants to talk about women in science. You're a woman. You're in science. You go, girl.
I'm all for promoting women in science, but I don't really want to be on Will's show.
Is it because kids may be there and they're known carriers of head lice? I get that.
Sure, that's the reason.
Wait a minute. You're always bragging that lice aren't attracted to you because your scalp is so oily. That was on your dating profile.
Okay, look. I know you have strong feelings about Professor Proton, and I don't want to get in the middle of that.
So you're not going to do something just because you think it might upset me?
Well, it's tricky, because answering that question honestly is one of the things I tend not to do because it upsets you.
Well, that's very upsetting.
Like I said.
What other things don't you do because of me?
Remember last week when we went to that dueling piano bar I was so excited about?
No.
Well, now you're getting it.
In bed, Bernadette reads a magazine. Penny reads beside her.
Why, I don't know how people who aren't on bed rest keep up with the Kardashians.
Well, sometimes you have to read in your car while your husband thinks you're working late.
Speaking of which, he came by yesterday to show me his book.
Oh, and what did you think?
I liked it.
Really? The Ilsa character didn't bother you?
Oh, he was exaggerating. You're not really like that.
Well, I know I'm not like that. The character was based on you.
I don't know what to tell you. When I brought it up with Leonard, he said it was you.
Well, when I brought it up, he got all squirrely and left the room. Son of a bitch.
In the cafeteria, Sheldon follows Howard and Raj to a table.
Now, I just learned some very distressing news. Sometimes Amy doesn't do things because she's worried about how I'll react.
First of all, it's not sometimes, it's always.
Second, it's not Amy, it's everybody.
And third, it's not news, it's well established.
Yeah, like just now I wanted to get a croissant, but I didn't want to hear you say ooh la la.
So you're saying everyone walks on eggshells to spare my feelings?
No, of course not, because we don't want to hear you complain about how much you hate the sound of crunching eggshells.
I don't want my relationship with Amy to be like that.
Sheldon, Amy knew what she was getting into.
You think?
Yes, we warned her.
Well, regardless, I can change.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm so predictable. Well, tomorrow, I'm going to show up at work and do something no one will expect.
Wear a baseball cap backwards to prove your point?
Sheldon hesitates.
Yes, but which hat?
Gryffindor.
Well, now that you guessed it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
At the apartment, Penny sits at Leonard's computer. She scowls. In the book, her character checks a bullet wound in Leonard's shoulder.
Looks like the bullet went right through you. Damn it, Logan, when are you going to stop?
Sorry, I didn't get my PhD in quitting.
You're a physicist. What makes you think you can solve a crime?
He's losing a lot of blood.
Great, I'm going to have to clean that up.
You know what? A little soda water might get that right out.
We got to find some bandages.
No, there's no time.
She rips off her shirt sleeve and presses it to the wound.
Does it hurt?
Everything you do hurts.
Then why do you keep coming back for more?
Penny continues reading. Leonard arrives home.
Hey!
So this is what you think of me? I'm mean and everything I do hurts you?
What are you talking about?
I know I'm Ilsa.
What? That is crazy. You two are totally different.
How?
Well, her name's Ilsa.
You know what? It's fine. Write whatever you want. And by the way, Logan Dean can tell everyone he's 5'8", but he's not fooling anybody.
At their apartment, Amy and Sheldon play chess. She watches with a furrowed brow as he moves a piece.
Are you sure that's the move you want to make?
Absolutely.
Okay. Checkmate.
Oh, I did not see that coming. That's well played, Amy.
What's going on?
You beat me, and I am responding with humility and admiration. What does it look like?
You let me win so you could show me how emotionally mature you are, didn't you?
Well, I couldn't wait for you to actually beat me. That would take forever.
She scoffs and walks away.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to show you that I can change. I don't want you to miss out on things because of me.
I know you don't.
Now, and maybe somewhere out there, there is a little girl who will see you on Will's show and realize that she too can grow up to be a brilliant, amazing, successful scientist.
Thank you.
Who is really terrible at chess.
Got it.
No, I mean really bad. What was your queen doing over there, going shopping?
At home, Leonard video chats with Beverly.
I mean, I didn't intend to write about Penny, but I guess maybe subconsciously I did.
I believe you mean unconsciously, dear.
Yeah, sure. You know, it would be nice if you didn't correct me all the time.
It'd be nice if I didn't have to. Maybe this book of yours is a bad idea.
What do you mean?
Well, you're a physicist. What makes you think you can write a book?
Leonard imagines his mother as the Ilsa character.
You're a physicist. What makes you think you can solve a crime?
Gotta go.
I think you mean have to.
He shuts the laptop.
Oh, and Penny, good news. It's not you.
What?
Ilsa, it's not you, it's my mother. I've been writing about my mother.
In the book.
I think you're neglecting your own motive. A massive inferiority complex.
It's not massive. It's just average sized.
He winks and the others stare. Later, Leonard's character bleeds.
We gotta find some bandages.
There's no time.
His mom rips off her shirt sleeve and presses it to the wound.
Does it hurt?
Everything you do hurts.
Then why do you keep coming back for more? Maybe you like it.
Maybe I do.
At home, Penny wears a disturbed look.
You know what? I'm a physicist. What am I doing writing a book?
At Amy and Sheldon's.
Well, that is our show for today, and I want to say a very special thank you to Dr. Amy Fowler for being here. It was a real pleasure having you.
And you can feel that pleasure because you don't have a lesion in your nucleus accumbens.
I really hope I don't. All right, we'll see you next time.
Sheldon stops the video.
Amy, you were glowing.
She grins bashfully.
Oily scalp.
I'm so proud of you.
And I'm proud of you.
Because you can't tell how jealous I am?
No, I can. But I can tell how hard you're trying to keep it in.
Really hard.
I'm gonna go to bed.
All right, I'm gonna go scream on the roof.
Love you.
Love you.
Sheldon leaves the apartment, and Amy goes to the bedroom. Our view lingers on the living room. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.